Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here as we celebrate our 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show as we kick off the 24th year. And we're doing that with our good friend Steve Martin, one of the most abiding supporters I've ever had in my long career. He's a friend. He's a mentor, and he's been an amazing resource on our show since he joined us almost 24 years ago. He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always great to be with you, working together to help move our commerce, economy, and small business forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I encourage you to check out his website. He is the Profit Pro, profitpro.biz, is that right? No, .us, profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us.
US, folks, check that out, and you can find his books there. He's written three on the topic of becoming more profitable. Steve, as you look back over the time that we've spent together, what's your observation? What do you think has changed? What have we learned? How is it different from the 23 years prior to when we met? What do you think?
Well, Jim, the Main Street has moved online to a real extent. But one of the things that really concerns me is the consolidation of information flow and commerce into the hands of a few large companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
who are controlling the dialogue, as well as the key players like Alphabet, you know, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, Facebook, and so forth, that are controlling not only commerce but also the thought patterns of the viewers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Section 230 has allowed for that convergence. There's actually now a connective tissue with one of the owners of the founder of one of the great big tech companies actually owns one of the great media companies with Bezos and the Post, the Washington Post. I mean, that's a complete crossover. Even though you don't think of Amazon as being a publisher like Facebook and Twitter are, they still have significant influence on the marketplace. And you're right. I mean, we've got it's a convergence of power like we've never seen before, isn't it? It's an unprecedented convergence of unprecedented power. What do you think?
Oh, it's absolutely correct, and it puts more wealth and power in the hands of a few, and makes it more difficult for small, medium-sized businesses to operate, because
right.
they control all the means of communication, and in many cases, the means of product delivery. So it's a threat to democracy and free commerce.
And you know, Steve, I haven't been right about many things in my life, but there's one thing I was right about in 08 and 09 when social media started getting off the ground. I warned people about it. I said, folks, these people are not your friends. These people are not going. They're not doing this so you can talk to your grandkids. They're doing this for control. It'll only be about them, and you need to understand that. I was talking to small business owners about that, and that's come to pass. And the other thing I'll say, Steve, and I'd like to know what you think. We make a mistake when we imagine that these guys are Democrats. Like right now, we know that Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube, we know that they helped the Democrats this year. There's no question that they gave cover to Biden, to the liberals and the left, not the conservatives. No question about it. We know that, but we make a mistake when we think that they are Democrats. they're neither Democrat or Republican. They only have interest in whatever's good for them, because they'll flip sides in the New York Minute if it's to their benefit. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you've been right all along. First of all, you said the age of the customer, that the internet took control or gave control of content to the consumer. But you're absolutely correct that these tech superpowers have control not only of the information flow, but from a standpoint of causing us to have to pay for the delivery of that. But you're right. They're not Democrats. They're only organizations that are powered by greed.
And the reason why that's important is because Democrats don't need to look at those guys and think that they're fellow travelers. They don't need to look at Facebook and Twitter and think of them as being on their side. They're only on their side because it's currently the group that they can manipulate. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, these people are not on your side. Facebook is definitely absolutely driven toward making money on the backs of the people who are using the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And the myth of free social media marketing, well, you warned us about that from the very beginning. People sell their souls, their entire online histories, and
nothing is free.
Past and futures. So yeah, that's right. You give up your privacy for one thing, and you also give up your access to information, because they are curating this.
That's right.
For the left.
Someone much smarter than me many years ago, and I'm probably talking maybe 20 years ago, said something to me that I've tried to continue to remind people about. I didn't come up with it myself. He said, when you use these platforms, you are for free. If you don't have a subscription, even if you do have a subscription maybe, you are the product. And if everybody
right.
would understand
right.
that when you go online, you are the product. And even when you use your cell phone, you pay for your cell phone, but you're their product as well. Your use of that cell phone is their product. You're certainly a conduit. If you understand that, you'll have a more healthy relationship with these folks. Last thoughts, Steve. I got 20 seconds.
Well, yeah, the Facebook, Twitter are controlling the media.
Yep.
Controlling the media.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to see what all this means for your small business with our good friend Steve Martin after the break. 20 after the hour. ProfitPro.us. That's Steve's website. Check it out.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.